on a different day than today. Today we're just doing walk-in.
Hilltop's health access site in Grand Junction is busy. It's one of 13 enrollment centers in the state. People can come here to get help navigating Colorado's health insurance exchange. Rhonda Loafing manages the site for Hilltop, a local nonprofit. She's also a certified health coverage guide.
The way we start with people is we talk to them about their individual circumstances, their family size, their income, if they're already offered employer-based coverage. Those are some of the starting points.
Guides like Loafing help people figure out if they're eligible for Medicaid or the state's health plan for low-income children and pregnant women. They also assist with the state's exchange.
We can help people go into Connect for Health Colorado and shop for a plan and explain some of the different insurance plans that are available in this area.
Open enrollment started in November. So far, more than 108,000 residents have signed up for private insurance plans, according to recent state data. Eve Buckmelter is a bilingual health guide for Hilltop. She says it's been challenging to enroll people through the online system.
Unfortunately, the system has had certain glitches, and while we've been able to enroll some, there's others, because of technical issues, we have not been able to enroll.
Loafing says Connect for Health Colorado launched a new system before this enrollment period, and it has some problems.
A few people are experiencing loops where they're asked to continue to add family members. Another glitch that has occurred is people aren't able to shop in Connect for Health Colorado. The shop button is not working.
She says another issue is users aren't seeing their tax credits, or the amount they do see is incorrect. But despite these challenges, people still want coverage. 26-year-old Spencer Rugland is at the center to get insurance.
I am just checking my options. I changed jobs recently, so I lost my coverage from my previous employer, and I'm just seeing what the system has to offer.
He says his health guide didn't experience any technical difficulties when helping him with the process.
The gentleman, Greg, that I worked with walked me through everything very easily. It took 15, 20 minutes in and out, and I should hear back within a week.
Rugland works at an area ski resort building and testing jumps. He says his job can be dangerous. That's why he wants coverage.
It's just one of those things, you know, every day you're rolling the dice, so it's nice to feel safe about it.
There are enrollment centers in Colorado Springs, Denver, Fort Collins, and other locations across the state. Hilltop runs two enrollment centers in Grand Junction. Loafing says since open enrollment started, the nonprofit has helped nearly 400 people.
It's been a very interesting experience working at an assistant site. There are a lot of challenges, but a lot of rewarding work, too, to help people enroll in coverage, particularly people that haven't been able to see a physician for many, many years.
Both of Hilltop's sites see people by appointment, but occasionally they host walk-in events. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.